Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales has recorded 98 local COVID-19 cases, with 20 infectious in the community. 61 are linked to a known case or cluster, 43 are household contacts, and 18 are close contacts. The source of infections for 37 cases is still under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says more than two-thirds of the cases are in southwestern Sydney.
We're seeing so many cases of families going through distress because they're moving from household to household thinking they're doing the right thing. But unfortunately, even when you don't have symptoms, you might not know you're carrying the virus. Stick to your household.
Victoria's lockdown will be extended beyond midnight tomorrow after 13 new community cases of coronavirus were detected in the state. One of the infections is in the regional city of Mildura and was announced by authorities yesterday. All of the new infections in the state are linked to current outbreaks of the Delta variant. Premier Daniel Andrews says a date for lifting the lockdown is yet to be decided.
There are now 250, in fact more than 250 exposure sites that are connected to this outbreak, stretching from Phillip Island to the Mallee. This is from one end of the state to the other, literally, not just in Melbourne, but indeed right across our state.
Queensland has recorded no new cases of community transmission, but two infections have been detected in hotel quarantine. It brings the number of active cases in the state to 36. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says while Queensland will get its share of the 1 million doses of Pfizer vaccine that have arrived in Australia this week, it's still not enough to allow more people to get it.
We still can only do those key groups, the people needing a second dose, and our frontline workers. They're absolutely essential.
British far-right commentator Katie Hopkins will be deported from Australia after her visa was cancelled. Ms. Hopkins was brought to the country by the Seven Network to join its reality television program, Big Brother VIP. But she was dropped from the show after deliberately breaking rules in hotel quarantine. Refugees in Australia's offshore detention system are calling for their freedom, as today marks 8 years since the program began. Asylum seekers who have tried to reach Australia by boat since 2013 have been sent to facilities on Nauru and in Papua New Guinea. Protesters in Adelaide and Brisbane yesterday called for the facilities to be shut down and detainees freed. Iranian refugee Logman Sawari, who has been detained for 8 years, says conditions are poor.
I was healthier, much healthier, at least much healthier than at the moment. At the moment, we all, not just me, everyone is tired and sick.
I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.